Colombia. I'm in the yeshiva. Quite an accomplishment to finish Baba Basra. Means takes a lot of asmada, a lot of ambition, a lot of kovod ha'tere, giving up a lot of things to finish Baba Basra. Baruch Hashem, why at the end of a siyum? I was just thinking, why at the end of a siyum we say, Yirotzim, Moedim Alach Lechosh, Esam Tuchol Kenim Yeshu Beis Amidrosh, Esam Tuchol Kenim Yeshu Beis Kronos. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not making us people who sit idlers in the street corners, sidewalk cafes, the movie houses, Shalom Amelim, Veim Amelim, and the whole Nusach. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for not making us people that don't have the Torah. We do that at the time of a siyum, because this is what separates us from idlers. This separates us from other people who don't have no purpose in life, who work for nothing, who wake up for nothing, go to sleep for nothing. That's what separates us. The Torah separates us from them. So the Chovos HaVavos says, Nishar Abchino, talks about the different gifts which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to a person. One of the gifts, he says, that we gave, the Baruch Hashem gave a man, which is a miracle, he said, is a sense of busha, a sense of shame, that we're ashamed. He says, without shame, he says, nobody would give back a pekodin that's given to him to hold. Nobody would keep his word, keep his promise. Nobody would respect his parents or respect other people for that matter. All because of shame. Well, it's a gift. Or is he saying that without shame we'd be animals? Just that we're ashamed that we're ashamed of acting like animals. We want to be honest. We want to keep our word. Everybody has shame. Even a ganav has shame. A ganav never calls his occupation stealing. He calls it a job. He did a job. A murderer calls his occupation a contract. He's engaged in an honorable occupation. Everybody has shame. Everybody has dignity. Someone told me he once saw a shikir lying in a gutter. As he walked by, he adjusted his tie. The shikir adjusted his tie. He had busha of being a shikir. No. We all have shame. It's a gift to be ashamed. But what are we ashamed of? It's a gift to be ashamed, but what are we ashamed of? We're ashamed of being animals. That's what we're ashamed of. We're ashamed of someone suspecting us that we're animals. Not keep our word. No, we're animals. Animals don't keep their words. They just eat and do whatever they feel like doing. Not showing gratitude to parents. Animals don't show gratitude. A human being can't be an animal. That's what we're ashamed of. That's why it says, Odom Rishon was told, Odom Rishon was told that he's going to eat the grass of the fields. So Zolgo Ein of the Mois, his eyes filled with tears. He says, will I eat from the same trough as my donkey? He started crying. That means if I have to eat grass, how can I claim not to be an animal? I'm the same thing like an animal. If I'm an animal, I have no hope. I'll be acting like an animal. I'll never return to Gan Eden. I won't have shame. Baruch Hashem gave him, told him, no, all right, I'm a kabel your tefillah. You won't eat grass, you'll eat bread. Bread separates you, distinguishes you from an animal. You can't eat the grass in the field. It has to go through a process. 10 processes, the Gemara says, until it becomes bread. Now you're not an animal. You eat bread. Also it says in the Pasuk, Ribono Shel'olam gave him clothing. Adam wears clothing. Clothing separates us from an animal. We hide our animal parts. We keep our face exposed, our hands exposed, because we can't be suspected of being an animal with an intelligent face. But the rest of our bodies, we hide. Our dignity is to hide our animal part. That's the shame of a person. The more a person becomes an animal, the less he's ashamed of being an animal, being considered an animal. Modern times, when 150 years of evolution, which was ingrained into people's brains, indoctrinated into people's brains that were nothing but biped animals, so people are not ashamed of their bodies. We walk around in shorts, right? We walk around with the hair sticking out under our shirts, right? We're not ashamed of our bodies, because so what? We'll be an animal. So what? We're all animals anyhow. No one is ashamed. And because of that, there's no morality, there's no respect, and people are corrupt and don't keep their word and don't honor anyone, don't show gratitude. All the aspects of an animal come forth, burst out in this world, where people lose their respect as a human being, the dignity, and think that there's nothing wrong with being like an animal because we are animals. Of course, there's always a residual feeling in Adam, he fought, he's an Adam, and Baruch Hashem made it impossible for us not to be ashamed of certain behaviors. So we still remain a little bit human. But the humanity of a person shrinks and shrinks and shrinks, he becomes closer and closer to an animal. What's the difference between an Adam and an animal? What is the difference? Why are we ashamed of being animals? Because we're made for a noble purpose. We're made to carry out Rotzon Hashem. We're made because the Ribono Shel'olam gave us a Torah. He has demands. He created a human being for a purpose. He didn't create us to be animals. We're ashamed of being animals because we have a noble purpose. We have a neshama. That's why at the time when we make a siyum and someone was zeicha, and all of us together who share in the simcha were zeicha to being koine, another madrege in Torah, at that time we remind ourselves, look who we are. We're the highest flowering of a human being that there is. We're not only are we not just animals, we're not yeshri konis, we're not far from being animals. We don't just wake up in the morning and do nothing. We have a purpose to our lives. We're the ones that give man dignity. We're the ones that are ashamed of being animals because we have a Torah. We know what it is to be a human being. But someone else, the Gemara Taka says, Atem Kriyim Odom. Klal Yisrael that has a Torah is called Odom. Anyone else is not called an Odom. Not to put out down anybody else, but they have no COVID. The COVID of a person is carrying out Rotzon Hashem. That's our purpose. That's our COVID. And we're ashamed of not being an Odom. Oh Hashem, this is the siyum of a mesechta that we're all koine. The Goyin says that everybody that joins in a simcha of a siyum has a little bit of the Maila that the Messiah had. Avinu Yom Tov L'Rabbonon. Right, Chachamim say that they made a simcha for everybody in yeshiva when one person finished a masechta, because everybody shares in it. So that's the simcha that we all have. We have a Torah, and we have to learn that Torah and cherish that Torah. And we're never mevatel from that Torah. We never stop learning Torah. There's no such thing as not learning. When we sleep to be able to learn Torah. And we have occasions to be able to learn Torah. We're never putter from Talmud Torah. It's a constant, because we always want to be humans. Without Torah, we're not humans. We always want to feel mechubadik, not ashamed of ourselves. Without Torah, we could be ashamed of ourselves. The behemoth. A person goes on vacation and does nothing but sits and gazes at the sky or takes a hike or goes rowboating or whatever they do in a hike. Skis, water skiing, who knows what people do. You forget that you're a ben Torah then. So you're an animal. You turn yourself into an animal. Bo Hashem, this is Atem Kriyim Odom, B'nai Torah, is the true expression of what an Odom is, of what a covet of an Odom is. We're Mechubedik. That's why the Gemara says, Chachomim wear special begodim, even more than ordinary people. An ordinary person covers his body. Talmud Chacham covers even more than what other people cover. He's ashamed of even any remez that he's an animal because he's such a high madrege. We should be zeiche to be mekabel Torah and to learn Torah basmode without a hefsik, and now to be mechazik in learning Torah more than ever. Vacation, but the vacation is also as much as we need, not more. Much as we need, the vacation is also to learn Torah. We have a schar for Talmud Torah during vacation, if we do it l'shem shemayim. Rashi says, bitul zoi kiyuma. You have a schar for bitul Torah if you're doing it to learn Torah. We're never potter from Talmud Torah because we're always mechubedik. We're always odom. We're not behemoths. We're always ashamed of being less than the full odom that we are. That's a ben Torah. Ebishish Ebencha, so Shem Shesiyamnu, Mesech Tezu, Kei Nesayim, Sforim Acherim, Mesech Tez Acheres, we should all be Zoiche to reach the full Madrege of Odom, which will come about when the Rabbanish Lelom brings Mashiach and Odom reaches his full Madrege.